Real stories, reliable information, the latest technology and news. Welcome to the Plastic Surgery Hub podcast, connecting people with practitioners.
Hello again, podcasters. It's Trish Hammond here from Transforming Bodies. And today I'm doing one of my favourite things, doing real stories with real people who've had a real journey and they're going to share it with us. So today I'm talking with Michelle. Michelle's had plastic surgery or skin removal surgery actually with Dr. Amira Sankey, who's in the Sutherland Shire, I think you call it, of Sydney. And she's going to give us a bit of a rundown on her journey. So welcome, Michelle.
Hi, Trish. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for taking the time. Very happy to be talking to you today.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Lovely. So tell us, where did you start? Start from the beginning. Tell us your story.
Okay. So I was very overweight, lost the weight over a long period of time, really. And I did a lot of research through the Facebook groups and found Amira and made an appointment, went and saw her. She was my first surgeon that I did see, went and saw her because my initial appointment was about my arms because they were the thing that I hated the most. And, I went and saw her and she was my first and my last. After I met her, I knew that she was the surgeon for me.
Isn't that funny? Because like we always say, oh, you got to go and see, you know, at least three surgeons. But sometimes, you know, and it's one of those things when you know, you just know.
Absolutely, and that was my original intention. Yeah. Was I would see her and then I would see some others. But after that first appointment, I knew without a doubt that I didn't need to see anymore.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. We don't say to that, but you know what? You just know. Sometimes, you know.
Absolutely. Well,
so what took you there in the first place? So you'd lost a heap of weight.
Yeah, at the time I'd lost 35 kilos and my arms were always, no matter my size, my arms were always my big problem area. Mm-hmm. And I had one arm that was significantly larger than the other. So, therefore, I didn't wear any kind of clothing that would show my upper arms at all. I had to be elbow length, and it was just really holding me back. So that was my initial thing, was to get my arms done, and that's when I first went and saw Amira.
Aren't we funny that it's that one thing that just gets to us and we just can't, you know, you it's in your brain and there's no getting rid of it until you get it fixed.
It really is because, you know, if I happen to have a small part of my arm showing, I'm constantly thinking, is everybody looking? Can they see it?
Yeah.
It was always on my mind.
Yeah. Yep. No, I totally hear you. I totally hear you. So tell me, so give us a little bit about your journey. So were you always overweight, or did you put on weight at a certain time, or even when you were not overweight, you still had the dangly bat wings, or had that start?
I've pretty much always been overweight, even when I was younger. But, you know, looking back, if I could be as overweight then as I thought I was, then I would be okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, put on a lot of weight once I had my children, and just tried on and off over the years to lose the weight, but never really stuck with it. And when I finally got in the headspace, it was, I think it was January 2016 was when I finally knuckled down and did it. I lost within that, up until August of that year, I'd lost like 23 kilos.
Wow. How'd you do it? How'd you do that? Was it just?
I actually used Herbalife Nutrition.
Oh, go you. I haven't heard about Herbalife for years.
Still around, still going strong.
Okay. So you did it with Herbalife, yep.
Yeah, and so I had already lost weight before that, but it was coming back. I'd already regained, I think, 10 kilos from memory. So, once I got into that and got into the swing of that, and something shifted in my brain, I think, because I just don't think it's something you can make yourself do. Something's got to click.
Yeah.
And it did, and I lost the weight. And, of course, because I lost the weight and I could finally wear some clothing that I hadn't been able to in the past, I was still majorly held back by my arms. I'd walk into a shop and I'd have to scout around for any tops that were, as I said, minimum elbow length. Could never wear a sleeveless top or a cap sleeve or anything. So that was really my driving force, was getting the arms dealt with first.
Yeah. And you know what? It's one of those things that, like, because I've got a girlfriend who's also, who I actually met on our Facebook group as well, and she lost 100 kilos, and wow. she is going to, of course, have reconstructive surgery for, you know, because that's a lot of skin, as you can imagine. Mm. But, wow. Of course, she was young when she lost it, so she didn't have babies, and now she's just had her third child. But before she had her babies, the first thing she got done was her arms. Mm-hmm. Because that way, you know, you can kind of hide everything else, if you know what I mean. Like, but your arms are out there.
Hide, and especially in sweaters, you know, it's really hard to be covering up all the time because it's so hot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So tell me, so with your arms then, so how was the surgery? What does it look like? And, you know, how was the pre, during and post recovery for you?
For me, it was actually amazing. I flew through it. I was scared the day before surgery because I'd never had surgery before in my life. So the day before.
Any sort?
No. Uh-huh. Yeah, nothing. Oh, sorry. I had my tonsils out when I was 4 or 5, but of course, no memory of that one.
Mm-hmm.
So the day before, the nerves hit. And I think Amira's assistant had called me that day and I lost it on the phone and she was trying to calm me down and she was wonderful to me. And then I got a phone call from Amira later that afternoon. She always rings you the night before surgery. And
oh,
she
that's
was,
nice.
Just yeah, she always
kind of put your mind at ease, I guess.
Yeah, she rings you personally and it's lovely. And if you've got any last minute questions and, you know, she calmed my nerves again. And by the next day when I was getting to the hospital and getting wheeled into surgery, I was fine. I think I'd got it out of my system. So Amira comes and marks me up and takes me into surgery and I really had hardly any pain, just uncomfortable. And the tightness was the thing that got me, the tightness that you feel like you've been wrapped up in bandages that are just too tight and you want to take that pressure off but you
mm-hmm.
can't.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I've always described it, but never really had any great amount of pain, which I was quite surprised at.
That's amazing. Like, that is amazing.
I fully expected to be in so much pain.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I've heard from people that, oh, that's the worst pain surgery. And then other people are like, oh my God, that was nothing. So you just don't know. It's so different for everyone.
You really don't. And, so yeah, being my first experience, it was great. I had a easy, fast recovery, I would say. I was back to normal within, you know, between that 4 to 6 week mark.
Yeah.
And I've just found it really, really good.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so I just wanted to ask you, so she rang you the night before surgery, you were really nervous, so put your mind at ease, and then going into surgery. So what was your experience like? Then, like, how do they look after you? You know, which hospital did you go to for a start?
I was at St. George Private at Cobra.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, beautiful hospital. Love it. I've had all my surgeries there now. And
oh, how many have you had?
3.
Okay, beauty. Yeah. Let's keep going.
From check-in, the nurses were wonderful. Once you get put in your bed and then they come and get you and take you off. And Amira comes and sees you to mark you up and she's, you know, she's a beautiful lady.
Yeah.
She's nice and charming and, you know, very positive. She's always super positive. And
I love her. I got to say, like, I've met her a few times and interviewed her and all that and I just love her. She's just so caring and, you know, and I love that she's a woman. Do you know what I mean? It's like I just love it.
And her whole team is a female team. She doesn't have any males.
Yeah.
That can be comforting to a lot of people to know that there's only females in the operating theatre.
Uh-huh.
Her nieces are so wonderful as well. Really beautiful ladies who just so calming as well. And, you know, my very first one, she was asking me what kind of wine I like. She goes, well, do you like champagne? And I told her, no, no, I'm a red wine girl. I like Merlot. And then I woke up.
Oh, I lost you.
Oh.
Then you woke up what?
Then I woke up. So once she offered me the champagne and I told her red wine, and then I woke up.
That was my oh, what a great way to go fall asleep. All right, so you had your arms was your first step. Now, were you only ever going to get your arms, or did you just were you always going to plan on getting stuff done?
Always going to plan on getting more.
All right.
When I very did first see her, I showed her my tummy because that was my next biggest thing, mm-hmm. and I did look, and she gave me a quote on that. Because at the time I didn't have private health insurance, so I was doing my arms myself, but I was getting private health for the tummy. Mm-hmm. And so I knew the item numbers and such. And so the arms I had done in June 2017, and then I went back for my tummy in April last year.
Okay. So you had your arms, and so how long later was that you had your tummy?
So about 10 months between surgery.
Yeah. I reckon that's really civilized because, you know, like sometimes we do cram it quicker. So you had your arms and then your tummy. And what was your third one?
My thighs.
Oh, you've got that. You've had the whole works.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about your thighs because like the arms, that one freaks me out as well. But I know.
That freaked me out the most. But surprisingly, again, I had a dream recovery. I did have when I very first woke up from surgery, because my cut is the groin cut, so it goes either side of the groin and then down the leg to the knee.
Did you have that much skin?
Yeah, I had a lot.
Wow.
A lot. And when I first woke up, the stinging pain in the groin was what got me. It was so painful and I was in tears.
Yeah.
And she's always by your side when you wake up. And she was there and she got onto it straight away and she said to them, because I don't think they'd connected my PCA at the time, so she got that connected for me, pressed the button and the pain was gone.
Yeah, and what's PCA stand for? It's the pump thing that you press whenever you're in pain. You're just like, oh, yes, give me some more of those drugs.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yep, I hear you. Yeah, I think you need. Well, I mean, it's major surgery. Like, you know, let's not fool anyone. It's major surgery, even though it's it's cosmetic, but it's also sometimes not cosmetic. You know, it's kind of reconstructive because you can't walk properly and you can't.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, your arms rub against thing, and you know, so it's not it's not just about vanity. It's about functionality as well.
Oh, definitely, that's the way I've always looked at it too, because all of that skin, and you know, there's fat in there still as well. It holds you back. It really holds you back.
Totally. So tell me, how long between your tummy you did it in that order? You did arms, tummy, thighs.
Yes.
How long between your tummy and your thighs?
There was only 4 months.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. That is, yeah.
Yeah, because I wanted to get it done within the same year. You know, the private health.
Fair enough.
Age a little bit of money there.
And yeah, and you know what? You don't know how the rules change, so it's almost like once you make up your mind and you've had your thing, you kind of got to jump on the bandwagon and kind of think about getting it done, hey?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's true. So tell me, so you've obviously had three surgeries at the three different hospitals. What was your recovery like from your tummy tuck?
Good. Yeah, I was in hospital for 5 nights, had 2 drains in. Went home, so I had surgery on the Monday afternoon, home on Saturday. That was probably, I wouldn't say the toughest recovery, but it was a little bit slower, I think, than the others. Mm-hmm. But again, I didn't really have pain, just uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was more like, I mean, it was good to be in the hospital for the 5 days. Were you on when you left the hospital? Were you on painkillers or you were off them by then?
Yeah, I got sent home with Alexia, I think, was the one I was on, mm-hmm. and I just automatically took that, I think, for about another week, just to cover myself, just in case there was pain, but I just wasn't aware of it.
Yep.
And then went off the painkillers and just took Panadol as needed after that.
Was it after a week? after you were home for a week?
Around a week, I think.
I'm so impressed because, like, once again, you just don't know. Like, I was also a bit like you. I recovered really quickly from a tummy tuck, but a breast reduction that I had a horrific long time recovery for. I was just like, you know, and that was an easier surgery. So you just don't know.
Breasts are actually quite easy. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I know, it's just such a personal thing, hey. You can't, you just don't know what to expect. And so, so tell me about your thighs, because I'm like, that's something that I would love to have done, but I'm absolutely too scared to ever have it done. So it's not going to happen. Not in this lifetime.
No, I can highly recommend it. I was terrified as well. The first time getting out of bed was hard because my legs felt like tree trunks, basically. Yep. So the first couple of times getting up and down and moving around were really, really tough, but it was my quickest recovery. By 4 weeks, I felt 100% back to normal.
Wow.
I was quite surprised at, and I could do everything, and I found the compression really good. I found the compression really good in all three surgeries because it gives you that support that you need, and you don't feel like things are falling out of your body.
Yeah, that's, I kind of hear that. So how long were you in compression? Was that a 6 week compression thing as well?
No, for the thighs, it was only 4 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. Which was good because it was starting to get a bit warmer by then.
And tell us about your cuts again. So your cuts went all the way down from your knee up to your groin.
Right, and then the front and the back of the groin. So under your bottom and then up the front. So that's, it's like a big, they call it a T, but
yeah,
like a Y almost, a capital Y really.
Yeah, right. And no, you didn't get it, because I always thought like, oh, because it's so close to where you pee and all that sort of thing, like, you know, getting an infection and stuff like that. So you didn't have any of those problems or anything like that?
No, I've been super, super lucky. Never had any issues. Just had really nice, easy recoveries.
How do they look now? I mean, I'm going to ask you as well, if you don't mind sharing photos.
Oh, yeah.
That would be amazing.
My thighs, I'm really happy with them. I find with thighs, it's a personal thing because you're the one that's going to notice a difference more than anybody else.
Yeah.
But a lot of my excess skin was at the top on the inner of my thighs. It was all that crepey skin that just hung there. And she also did lipo when she did my thighs as well, and she took 2.5 litres of fat out, which I was so impressed at.
Wow. And I reckon that's probably what makes some – I reckon that probably would have made a bit of difference too, because you're actually – you know, you can pull the skin because the fat is kind of
– yes.
That's a lot of fat, hey?
It is. It's fat, and I was so grateful to her because the bit that you notice most with the lipo was the front projection of my thighs.
Mm-hmm.
When I stood side on, they projected quite a lot, but now when you take that side on photo, it's a lot slimmer. That projection is gone. Mm-hmm. And then of course the skin from the inside of the thighs, like, I'm always going to have big thighs. I was born with big thighs.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the family, but they're a nice shape now, and I don't have that horrible crepey loose skin.
Yeah
So I'm 100% happy.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I'm dying to see your photos because I'm absolutely sure I'm not going to get it done, but just to sort of like, just like, oh, my God, I'd love saying things like, oh, I'd love to get that done.
Well, if you get brave enough, I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I won't, but you never know. You never know. I might be so inspired and think,
Yep.
And I generally have a list that's like, there's so many things on my list that's more closer to the bottom.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
In
an ideal world, I'd love to get a breast lift, but I don't qualify for Medicare for that.
Because
this child is too old, and
bummer.
Just the cost, because I wouldn't be covered by private health, so the cost is just
Well, that's the other thing. Like, it's not cheap, is it? But
no.
You kind of get back a whole lot of your life as well. Like,
and I've been told by so many people that I'm a lot more confident, outgoing, and I know in myself I actually have some self-esteem now.
Mm-hmm.
And I still look in the mirror and look at my tummy mostly, because that's kind of what you see straight away. And mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, it's flat.
Yep, yep.
And, you know, for me, that's, I was probably a teenager the last time it was flat. So
yeah. Oh, no, yeah. Good on you. You know, yeah. big congratulations. And
thank you.
And well done for, you know, deciding at the very beginning that, you know, you knew once you met Dr. Sankey, deciding that, yeah, that's the surgeon for me.
Oh, yeah.
And going through the whole thing. And so one thing I need to ask you, so mm-hmm. are you going to have anything else done?
No, I'm done now.
Okay, because I always think that that plastic surgery can be quite addictive. So yeah. It's almost like, are you ever going to be happy? So that's really good to hear that, you know, yeah. this is what you want and you've had it and you're done.
Yeah, 100%. Like I would have, as I said, loved that breast lift, but I know that's not going to happen. And look, for my age, they're actually not so bad. Mm-hmm. And in a bra, they look fine. So I'm happy with that.
Yeah. And tell me, can you give us, like, is there any advice for anyone who, either of those surgeries, is there something that you wish you'd known before that you didn't, you know, that you thought, God, I wish I'd known that before or anything like that, that you could give anyone any advice on?
Ooh, I can't think of anything off the top of my head because being on, you know, the Plastic Surgery Hub on Facebook, I did lots and lots of research and I was reading anything I could get my hands on.
Yeah.
So I felt really prepared for all of my surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but my advice is go for it.
Yeah.
If you can do it, find yourself a great surgeon. I do highly recommend a plastic surgeon. And mm-hmm. if you can do it, go for it because I have not a single regret and Amira has changed my life.
Wow, that's so good to hear. That's just so, and you know what? Like most people that are in the industry, that's what they want to do, you know, like they want to change people's lives. They want to make people be happy with, you know, they want to make people happy, basically.
Definitely. And the way I look at it as well is I think some people go in with unrealistic expectations
mm-hmm.
Of coming out looking like a model. I, you know, I always look at, we present them with a very not nice canvas and there's only so much that they can do to make us look how we want to look, basically. That's, you just have to go in realistically.
Yeah, that's so true. It's you've got to go in, you know, you're never going to come out looking like a supermodel if you've, you know, lost a whole bunch of, you know, weight and bothers, you know, so it's all about, you know, your expectations as well, hey?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I know some people have problems and issues and they're not happy, but the way I look at it is a surgeon doesn't get in there and get you on the table and then go, oh, I can't really be bothered to doing a good job today. So they're always going to do the absolute best they can do for you and your shape and your body.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. And yeah, you're absolutely right. Like nobody sets out to do something wrong, but it's only, you know, it's all dependent on your body. And hence why I think that lipo on your thighs was a really good thing because it obviously, you know, made it better for you. Yeah.
Definitely. You know, I always had a problem even after I had my tummy tuck. Was jeans because I was so bottom heavy. If I'd get a pair of jeans, they fit me in the thighs but too big around the waist. Mm-hmm. And if I managed to get them on and still fit around the waist, my thighs would kind of drag it down. So I'd always be pulling up my jeans as I was.
Yes.
And that would drive me crazy.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so I just feel like I'm in proportion now. So I'm not a skinny mini and that's never going to be me,
mm-hmm.
but I'm really happy. I seem to have settled at a size 10 to 12, which I'm really, really happy with.
Yep, oh, that's perfect. So if you don't mind me asking, what was your starting weight and what's your ending weight?
So my starting weight was 120 kilos
mm-hmm.
and I sit around the 76-kilo mark at the moment. Of course, I'd always like to lose a couple more kilos, but, you know.
Yeah, totally. Are we ever going to be happy? That's right. No, that's good. Yeah, you're very similar in stature to myself. I was 119 and I'm now hover around anywhere between 74 and 78, depending on, you know, how much alcohol I've drunk that weekend. Pretty much.
Yeah,
Yeah, awesome. Well, look, I've got to say thank you so much, Michelle, for taking the time to talk to us. I always love hearing the great success stories of our Australian specialist plastic surgeons, and all the sweeter when it's a woman as well.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. Well, listeners, look, my pleasure. Thank you. So, ladies and guys, if you're if you're looking for a specialist plastic surgeon, Dr. Amira Sankey, as I said, she's based in the Sutherland Shire of Sydney. I've actually been to her clinic. It's a beautiful clinic. St. George Private Hospital is a beautiful hospital. I've checked that out as well. So once again, it's definitely, one of the ones to put on your list to have a look at. So you can check her out on our website. Just check out Dr. Amira Sankey, or you can Google her as well. So you'll check it out. And once again, if you're not part of the Plastic Surgery Support Forum for Aussie Chicks on Facebook, put a request in to join. It's ladies only, and that's it's a great way to share journeys like Michelle. So you get to actually speak to people like Michelle who are actually going through it, have been through it, or are in it at the time, because I've spoken to many girls on there who've just come out of surgery. It's like, oh my God, I feel like crap. And it's just nice to have that support network, hey?
Yes, very much so.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Michelle.
Thanks, Trish.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
The material provided in this podcast is general information and does not constitute medical advice, nor is it a substitute for consultation and advice from your own practitioner. It should not be used to diagnose or treat any medical illness. Any medical or surgical decision should be made in consultation with your own doctor or practitioner and not based on the materials provided in this podcast.